speak in the name of the living Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Years ago, I was amongst a group of pilgrims from this parish who stood on the mat where Jesus had proclaimed these blessings. Put your hands up if you were there with me. Oh, we're not here this morning. Yes? It was a wonderful experience. In spite of the throngs of visitors around us, and the changes in the landscape caused by time and footfall, it still felt a very special place. Jesus had stood somewhere in that area and said that he had not come to do away with law, but to fulfill the promises made. In the 8 blessings, Jesus highlights people who are not usually considered blessed. Those who cast themselves on God's mercy, mourners, the unconfident. He also specifically mentions those who serve humanity, people who show mercy, make peace, seekers of justice, those persecuted in his name. Because of what or who they are, Jesus said that these people are already blessed. They have already earned God's blessing, God's grace, and an entry into God's kingdom. So, how will these people be blessed? For example, in the kingdom of God, mourners will be comforted and sadness turned to happiness by God. For those who wish to enter the kingdom of God, these conditions are impossibly hard to fulfill. As humans, we cannot be perfect, but by the grace of God, we can enter the kingdom. The Beatitudes are not a judgment, but a blessing for those who join themselves to God's kingdom as it draws near. As we follow Jesus, we become members of God's community. We receive God's grace. How can we do this? We have to acknowledge our spiritual bankruptcy, our need for God in our lives, our need to be filled with God's grace. We have to acknowledge that only with God working in us can we fulfill God's call. We cannot do this on our own. We cannot boast about what we do or who we are. We cannot be deluded by our own importance. What of those who mourn? Many of us are sad for the state of the world, for the evil which is present. And if we mourn for our own mistakes, we are recognizing our faults. We have recognized our poverty of spirit, and now add the emotional response of sorrow. God sees our sorrow and comforts us. What does it mean to be meek? The biblical meaning is that we place any power we have under God's control. We have to become servants of God. We need to have a servant heart if we are to be meek. It can be very challenging to put our power under God's control. In this broken world, it seems to be the aggressive and self-promoting who get ahead. In the kingdom of God, it is the meek who will inherit the earth. What does Jesus mean by righteousness? The righteous are those who have right relationships, both with God and with the people around them. If we develop these right relationships, we will know God's blessing. This leads to the next blessing. For if we seek to build right relationships, then we are also merciful. We strive to create an atmosphere of forgiveness. Now we come to the pure in heart. This echoes Psalm 24, verses 3 to 5. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart. We need to rid ourselves and our thoughts of all that is ungodly. For those of us who went on that pilgrimage, do you remember running up the steps of the temple in Jerusalem? And the peacemakers. Who of us can ignore what is going on in our world today? If we are to respect God's creation, we must in some way stand up against war, inequality, and environmental destruction caused by greed. Finally, those persecuted for righteousness' sake. Following on from the other seven blessings, we are all too aware of the many forces in this world who hold great power but are opposed to God's rule. Jesus reminds us that to live in this broken world requires great courage. May we all work to be blessed, to know God's grace, to become kingdom people. Amen.
Thank you, Grace.